You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And it is a very good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show for today. It is Wednesday. Yes, it's the middle of the week. WTW, boys and girls. Not only that, it's just before we start our, really get down to starting our Mes de la Patria. It is, say, 2nd of November, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3. Cool FM. Right, let's take a look at just a few things relevant to the date, 2nd of November. All Souls Day, of course, being recognised today, the Roman Catholic and Anglican churches. The Day of the Dead, the second day of the dead, or El Día de los Muertos celebration. This is in Mexico. Dziady Day today in Belarus. Now, this is an ancient Slavic feast commemorating dead ancestors. International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists in the United Nations. They're recognizing that today. And last but not least, if you are in North Dakota and South Dakota in the United States, well, congratulations. Today is your Statehood Day.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Used to laugh. Used to cry, used to bow our heads, then wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on. Make the best of what you've left to me. Left to me. Like the flower needs the rain, you know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again, you know I need you. Like the winter needs the spring, you know I need you. I need you. Just knowing you were thinking of me. And then it came that I was put to blame for every story told about me. About me. About me. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain, you know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again, you know I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the winter needs the spring, you know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again.
I
That's a nice start. Nice start to this morning, America. And I need you because today, being All Souls Day, the tempo is being kicked down a few notches, which is all going to be rather nice because it's going to mean that I can take a little rummage through the music collection and find songs that I like to listen to. That's not music that I like to listen to, not just sort of, you know, there's a lot of different music which I like, which we can sort of take a little rummage through during the course of this morning. It is right now 6 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Oh, friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never.
The best place to be in the mornings.
When I'm back, keep his mind on nothing, yeah, yeah. He'll change the world for the good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down.
And we started off with Adele, and that was Someone Like You. And I tell you what, one of my favorite tracks, oh gosh, that's going back to the year 1966. And that was When a Man Loves a Woman, written by Calvin Lewis and Andrew Wright. First recorded there by Percy Sledge, 1966. This was at Norala Sound Studio in Sheffield in Alabama. It made the number one spot on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the R&B singles charts. And a country singer, by the way, John Wesley Riles, had a minor hit with his version of the song. That was in 1976. It's one of those songs that's been covered by many artists, including, by the way, Bette Midler recorded the song 14 years later in 1980 and had a top 40 hit with her version of it. And in 1991, guess who else had a go? Michael Bolton recorded the song, and his version peaked at number one on both the Billboard 100 chart and the Billboard Adult Contemporary Singles chart as well. So this is an absolute classic. So it's a laid-back morning this morning, so you don't have to run around too much in the shower. We will have our shower song for this morning, because it is at that time. It's 15 minutes exactly after 6 o'clock. And by the way, don't forget, in a week's time, well, a week next Monday, the 7th of November, you'll be having a shower a little bit later, because we won't be starting until 7. But as for now, it's time for this. Oh, this is Gino Vannelli and Living Inside Myself.
Now I can't go on. was young, time was on my side. Like a fool, I let it slip away.
There we go, that was a nice relaxing shower for you this morning, wasn't it? No jumping around to that one. Gino Vanilli and Living Inside Myself. And that's it, if you keep your eye on the time, we're just making our way down to, we've just passed 19 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. And we've got a few things, we've got Andreas coming in, we've got a special guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program, so I'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. And some great music. As I said, it's a nice chance for me to take a little wander around some of the softer tracks that I have in my music collection. A lot of them we play anyway during the time. Like this one. This is Michael Bolton. Go the Distance.
When I go the
That for a long time, and that was of course David Stewart, one half of Eurythmics, together with Candy Duffler there, and Lily, of course. Well, Lily was here, wasn't she? Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to just take a quick break, then we're going to look at some of the local news for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweetdownville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is great to be with you this morning. It is the 2nd of November, All Souls Day, so we're just taking it nice and easy this morning. But we're still going to take a look at the news. Local news time, by the way, keep your eye on the time. It's exactly 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. At least 21 people injured, two of them seriously, and about 600 evacuees. That's the result of a strong explosion which occurred on the morning of this Tuesday in a building located in Calle 54 in Obarrio in Panama City. Official sources have said that the seriously injured have severe burns on their bodies and are receiving hospital care. The event that originated on the 12th floor, this was of the Urbana building. Well, the structure, which consists of 26 apartment floors, received its occupancy permits last May, explained Abdiel Solis, director of the Panama Fire Department. The shock waves reached other buildings in Obarrio, and the fire department director said, and due to this explosion, about 10 buildings were seriously affected, among which are several commercial premises. Meanwhile, the director of the fire department said that there are no fatalities or, so far, missing persons. Solis pointed out that an evaluation will be made of all the structures that are around Urbana, and the entire block where this building is located has been considered an emergency zone. A call was made to the population to avoid moving to the area to facilitate the work of rescuers. Through a statement, the company promoting the building, GK Developers, and the construction company, Ingeniería RM, announced that they remain in constant collaboration and communication with the authorities investigating the causes of the event. Likewise, they indicated that their personnel have made themselves available to the authorities for any matter concerning the care of those that have been affected. The event, which surprised residents, passers-by and workers in the area, was reported between 7 a.m. and 7:15 a.m. yesterday morning. As we said, some 600 people, including children, women and people with disabilities, were transferred to safe places. The director of the fire department emphasized that the investigations will be able to determine the exact causes of the event. However, preliminarily, it has been said that everything was due to a gas leak. Personnel from the fire department, the National Civil Protection System, SUMI 911, and the National Police have remained in the emergency zone, which is now cordoned off. The Superior Court of Appeals of the First Judicial District maintain the precautionary measures of weekly reporting and impediment of leaving the country. This is to the former judge Gerardo Rios, charged with the alleged commission of the crime of falsifying documents and facilitating the escape of José Cosío, who was serving a sentence of 74 months in prison for drug-related crimes. Rios is accused of having facilitated the release and of José Cosío, who was in fact detained in the Punta Coco prison located on the island of El Rey in the Las Perlas archipelago. On the 14th of September of 2020, Rios ordered Cosio's release despite the fact that he was serving that 74-month prison sentence for drug-related crimes. More on that later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. The public ministry and the country's security forces dismantled two criminal organizations dedicated to drug trafficking in the provinces of Panama, West Panama, Darien and Colón, from which numerous kilos of cocaine were seized. In the first operation, called Tocumen, and which began in 2019, the authorities managed to seize 500 kilos of cocaine from the criminal network led by Dangelo Ramirez Ramea, who appears on the list of the most wanted by the authorities. During the raids, 19 people were captured, including two lawyers, an official and two citizens of Colombian nationality. During the proceedings, the authorities managed to seize $12,000 in cash, a firearm, 550 rounds of ammunition of various calibers, two bulletproof vests, three boats, and eight cars. At the same time, in the province of Colón, the Patria operation was carried out. 988 kilos of cocaine were located inside containers destined for European markets. And Mr. Dornheim, John Dornheim, the police director, said that during the celebration of the national holidays, patrolling will be redoubled in the neighbourhoods and points with the highest vehicular traffic in the country will be subject to strict monitoring. The Midbus company announced on the afternoon of this Tuesday, the 1st of November, that some Metrobus routes that circulate in the capital city and Cologne will have detours during the national holidays. Now, the days when there will be such route changes are November the 3rd, 4th, 5th and 10th. And we'll say we got more details of that for you at 8, 9 o'clock, some of those routes that are affected. And there will be more than 10,000 officials from the security forces. They will be part of Operation Patriotic Parades 2022. This operation began this Tuesday and runs until Sunday, November the 6th, throughout the country. As reported, these uniformed officers will travel by air, land and sea for these celebrations of the Mes de la Patria, which are being held again after two consecutive years of suspension due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So there we are. Those are some of the stories. As I say, we will be looking at those in more detail later on this morning. We'll also try and find out for you what the situation is right now there in Obarrio with regards to access to offices, etc., etc. You know, my good lady works right next to what the explosion happened right there in the plaza. And anyway, we'll check that all out for you and give you as much information as we can. But for now, back to the music.
Stand in your to the past. New love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Wind and a little bit of fire there as well. And after the love was gone, we'll just make our way to 14 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Because I mean, we've got, we're just checking to see if Andreas can be able to join us this morning. But also coming in to join us in the last hour of this morning's program, very happy to have the film director, etc., etc., John Lopez, coming in to chat with us about his movie Augurio. Augurio y Recompensa. We're going to be chatting about that. Of course, that's available on Amazon, by the way, right now. Amazon Prime, if you're a Prime member. If not, you can still watch it. So we're talking with John in the last hour of this morning's program. And so it's a busy little morning. And our last morning before we take our break. Because we're taking Friday off, so we're going to have a long weekend, which is rather nice. Gives me a chance to get rid of some of the dust in the studio, which I can see quite plainly this morning, seeing as the sun is out and shining through the studio windows, which is a good sign. I hope it's going to stay like this all over the weekend, especially for all the boys and girls in the parades, etc., etc. And right, and the music, as we've mentioned before, today is low-key. We're taking a look at the underbelly, the softer part of my music in my music collection during the course of the morning, including this one from Canis. Una de la noche.
Una
In fact, that's the type of music that I really do quite to listen to, like to listen to when I'm on my own. In actual fact, one of the best ways of listening to music is with your eyes shut, because it improves, it increases the sensitivity of the old ears when you're listening and you've got your eyes shut. And I like music like that one. Say that was from Canis, but there's another composer I like. His name is Michael E. And he comes out of the UK, and he does a lot of this type of music as well. And it's all lots of sort of different sounds sort of in there, and it just takes you on a little journey. I might play something by Michael. I've got I've got one on the list this morning called A Better World, Michael E. We'll play that a little bit later on this morning. Also, going back in time to this one. Mr. Akabil. Mr. Akabil was an amazing, I think he was clarinetist. And he made this. This is one that became a big hit. I'll tell you more about it after we played it. It's a Mr. Akabil and Stranger on the Shore. Lovely, isn't it? Stranger on the Shore, piece for clarinet written by Akabil. It was originally written, in fact, for his young daughter, and the song was originally named Jenny after her. The tune was written on a single scrap of paper by Akabil and handed over to Leon Young, who crafted the string arrangement, including the characteristic harmonic shifts that we just heard there at the very end. The recording was subsequently used as the theme tune of a young BBC television drama serial for young people, which was called, guess what, Stranger on the Shore. And it was first released in that name in 1961 in the United Kingdom, and then in the United States, reached number one in the United States and number two in the UK. In May of 1969, the crew of Apollo 10, they took Stranger on the Shore on their mission to the moon. Gene Seaman, a member of the crew, included the tune on a cassette tape used in the command module of the Apollo spacecraft. How about that? Stranger in space, I guess. Well, here's somebody who is amazing, Jose Feliciano, especially when he's behind his guitar.
I love the because I love the crowds, love the way my life's turned out, the way it has. I get to sing and chase my dreams, like they say with all good things, their strings attached. Don't get me wrong, my life's a song, you know me, I belong, girl, where you are. But from time to time it feels like I'm trapped, somehow stuck behind this guitar. Behind this guitar. Just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar. Just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. When I was a kid and the other kids were doing what most kids did, well, there I was, sitting on the edge of my twin bed, peeking till my fingers bled and it got in my blood. I didn't fish or play, goof around and act my age, and be home at night. But from the age of 9 till right here tonight, you might say I pretty much grew up behind this guitar. Behind this guitar. Just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. I'd get this far. Well, I've always said that I've been blessed. Why me is anybody's guess. Well, I don't know. But I'm well aware that the man upstairs could have answered any other's prayers and let mine go. But thanks to him, my family and friends, those who got me where I am, you know who you are. But with that in mind, the truth is I'm not the only one behind this guitar.
Favorite tracks from Jose Feliciano, Behind This Guitar. If I remember right, that was the name of the album. And in fact, though, it wasn't a song, it wasn't written for him or about him, yet it just fits in perfectly with what I remember of Jose Feliciano. Time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're just 30 seconds away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And if you just joined us, a very, very good morning to you. It is Wednesday. It is the 2nd of November as we get into our Mes de la Patria. And, well, I hope everybody's going to have a good time, but be safe, all right? Be safe out there. Let's take a look at some of the international news. North Korea fired at least 17 missiles into the sea on Wednesday, including one that landed less than 60 kilometers off of South Korea's coast. Which the South President Yoon Suk-yeol described as territorial encroachment. It was the first time a ballistic missile had landed near the South's waters since the peninsula was divided in 1945, and the most missiles fired by the North in a single day. South Korea issued rare air raid warnings and launched its own missiles in response. And North Korea on Tuesday again demanded that the United States and South Korea halt joint military exercises, saying such rashness and provocation can be no longer tolerated, while the White House said that concern remains high about the potential for a North Korean nuclear test. The United States and South Korea began one of their largest combined military air drills on Monday, which will involve hundreds of warplanes from both sides staging mock attacks 24 hours a day for the better part of a week. Serbia must decide whether it wants to join the European Union or enter into a partnership with Russia, Germany told Belgrade on Tuesday, 2 days before six Western Balkan countries are scheduled to discuss closer cooperation in Berlin. The need for a decision is coming to a head in view of geopolitical developments, a German government representative said in reference to Russia's war in Ukraine. Despite the lesson of the Cuban Missile Crisis 60 years ago, China has shown no interest in discussing steps to reduce the risk posed by nuclear weapons, senior U.S. officials said on Tuesday, after Chinese leader Xi Jinping signaled last month that Beijing would strengthen its strategic deterrent. The Pentagon says that China is undergoing a major expansion of its nuclear forces and is moving toward having 1,000 nuclear warheads by 2030. But Beijing has long resisted arms control talks with Washington, arguing that the United States already has a much larger arsenal. Israel's former Premier Benjamin Netanyahu was poised for a dramatic return to power on Wednesday, claiming a huge vote of confidence from voters and declaring that his right-wing camp was on the cusp of a resounding election win. With roughly 70% of votes counted, Netanyahu's conservative Likud and its likely religious far-right allies were on pace to control a majority in parliament after Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. A Chinese industrial park that hosts an iPhone factory belonging to Foxconn announced a fresh COVID-19 lockdown on Wednesday, raising questions about its impact on the Apple supplier's efforts to quell discontent at the factory. The Zhengzhou Airport Economy Zone in central China said that it would impose silent management measures with immediate effect, including barring all residents from going out and only allowing approved vehicles on the roads. So the curbs will stay in place now until the 9th of November, it said. At least five Ecuadorian police officers were killed on Tuesday in explosive attacks in response to prisoner transfers from overcrowded and violent penitentiaries from prompting President Guillermo Lasso to declare a state of emergency in two provinces. Lasso, a conservative, has repeatedly blamed violence, including inside prisons, on drug gangs' retaliation for his government's efforts to combat the trade. And that's it for news. We'll look at some of the business news a little bit later on, around about 7:30. In between that and now, we will also take a look and see what the weather's doing. All right, I can tell you now, studio window report is nice. The sun is shining this morning.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The first of those two, as they came from Starship, that was Sarah. This one is U2. They still haven't found what they're looking for. Sounds how I still seem to spend half of my life looking for things. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Keep an eye on the time on The Breakfast Show. We are 14 and a half minutes exactly after 7 o'clock. One more piece of music, then we'll take a look and see what the weather report is going to be for today. But I can tell you for right now, it's lovely. This is the James Last Orchestra, and Never on Sunday. Isn't it? Gosh, yes, that was Never on a Sunday. Also known by its original Greek title, Ta Paideia Tou Peirea. Oh, dear, oh, dear. No, I'm just thinking if Renee's there and chuckling away at that one. And this popular song is written by Manos Hatzidakis. And it was first sung by Melina Mercouri in the film of the same name, directed by James Dassin and starring Mercouri. The song, by the way, won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. That was in 1960. Right, time on The Breakfast Show for us to take a look and see what the weather is doing. I'll say right now the sun is shining through the dusty studio. You can tell. Right, let's start off in Cologne, the province of Cologne, Costa Riva. We're looking temperature-wise today, maximum 30 degrees Celsius with a minimum of 20. 36 degrees Celsius, that'll be the thermal sensation with a relative humidity of 85%. Chance for a few showers over there during the course of the morning and the afternoon, says isolated showers, and back to a few showers tonight. Well, I hope that doesn't spread around. Moving over to West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. We're looking at thermal sensation of 38 degrees Celsius, so it's going to feel quite hot, with a relative humidity of 80%. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. Now, moving up the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, we're looking at temperatures pretty much the same, 32 degrees Celsius maximum, 23 minimum. Thermal sensation at 38, so say will be hot with relative humidity at 80%. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms this afternoon, and chance for a few showers tonight as well. So there we are. Now moving out to the Gulf around the Perlis Islands. Now I'm sure there'll be quite a few of them leaving during the course of today. I'll be keeping an eye on that as I look out over the bay this morning at the little island that they built with all the boats in there. Right, we're looking at, in the Gulf, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature during the course of today, 23 the minimum. It's going to feel that bit hotter as well, 39 degrees Celsius. That's the top of the big discomfort, it's just before we go into big discomfort, which is at 40 degrees Celsius, so we've got mild discomfort at the moment. 90 degrees Celsius, see, their relative humidity is right up there. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and chance for a few showers tonight. So there's your forecast. Let's take a look at maritime conditions, and there's quite a lot of them out in their boats over the weekend. Tide-wise, let's start off with the Pacific. For today, the low tide, the first one, was at 3:50 this morning, and that was 1.16 metres. High tide will be just after I wrap up at 10:01 this morning, and that'll be 4.18 metres. And then we look at the low tide, 4:26 p.m. This afternoon, that'll be 0.98 of a metre. And the last high tide, that'll be at 10:52 tonight, and that'll be 4.27 metres. On the Caribbean, low tide was at 1:36 this morning, minus 0.09 of a metre. High tide, that'll be at 8:04, and that'll be 0.21 of a metre. Low tide again, and that'll be at 12:37 this afternoon, 0.09 of a metre. And the last high tide, that'll be at 8:59 tonight, and 6:59 tonight, and that'll be 0.37 of a metre. The last high tide, 6:59 tonight, 0.37 of a metre. So there are the tides for you. Now let's take a look and see about sea conditions. Starting on the Caribbean side, we're looking at good condition for this morning. Extremely light winds, just a breeze, 4 kilometres an hour. That'll be coming from the south-southwest. If you're boarding today, another lucky day for you, just 1 foot. That's the height of the waves for today. Now, in the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. The wind picks up very slightly, really, 7 to 13 kilometres an hour, becoming from the north-northwest in the afternoon, and the waves, they're remaining at 1 foot. On the Pacific, we are looking at good conditions for this morning. Again, light winds, 7 kilometres an hour. That'll be coming from the north-northeast in the morning, and waves, they're going to be at 2 feet. In the afternoon, still good conditions. Waves are going to remain at 2 feet. The winds are going to become more stable at just 9 kilometres an hour, and that'll be coming in from the west this afternoon. So that's it. There we go. There's your look for the weather for today. All right. I suppose it's, Bill Withers. He's not so on the ball this morning.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Well, she obviously hasn't gone. We got sunshine this morning.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime.
Apparently the music's over. That's Robbie Orbison singing at that. It's Over is what it was called. Before that one, it was the Kinks and See My Friend. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are half past the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a little break and we'll take a look at some of the international business headlines for this morning.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dsfma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
And there we are. Yes, there's some things for you to put in little brain box and places to go along and support. Here on the Breakfast Show, we're looking at the time. We're 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Now, let's take a look at some of the business headlines for this morning. It is the 2nd of November. Just joined us. Very good morning to you. Glad you're with us. World equity markets rallied on Wednesday and the dollar eased, with investors appearing to look past another likely rise in US interest rates and hoping for a slowdown in the pace of aggressive monetary tightening. The Federal Reserve concludes a two-day meeting later in the day and is widely expected to deliver a fourth 75 basis points rate hike to contain stubbornly high inflation. For markets, the key question is whether the Fed will also signal it could slow additional rate hikes in a so-called dovish pivot. The extreme sensitivity of global assets and the dollar to the theme of a dovish pivot has boosted the notion that this will be a make-or-break event for market sentiment, said Ing currency strategist Francisco Pezzoli. European stock markets opened mostly firmer. The stocks Asian shares outside of Japan rallied to a two-week high, and US equity futures pointed to a firm open for Wall Street. Oil prices slipped on Thursday ahead of an unexpected rate hike in the Federal Reserve, but found a floor as market participants eyed falling US crude stockpiles and upcoming European sanctions on Russian barrels. Brent crude dipped 56 cents or 0.6% to $94.09 a barrel by 10:27 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate crude was down 53 cents or 0.6% at $87.84 per barrel. US crude oil stocks fell about 6.5 million barrels for the week ending October the 28th, according to market sources citing American Petroleum Institute figures. And they did say, starting that piece, that oil prices slipped on Thursday. I have to imagine they mean Tuesday. Right, the shipping group Maersk warned on Wednesday of slowing demand for transport and logistics as global recession looms and cut its forecast for container demand this year, even as it beat third quarter earnings expectations. It is clear that freight rates have peaked and started to normalize during the quarter, driven by both the decreasing demand and easing of supply chain congestion, said Chief Executive Soren Skou in a statement. Electric vehicle giant Tesla has closed what had been its flagship showroom in China as the company adjusts its sales and service strategy in its second largest market, two people with knowledge of the matter have said. Tesla shut the showroom in Beijing's Parkview Green, an upscale downtown shopping center, late last week, according to the people who spoke, on condition that they not be named because they were not authorized to discuss the closure. In an expanding exodus of Twitter's top management officials, including its advertising and marketing chiefs, left the company in the past few days, according to statements and a person with direct knowledge of the matter. Now, the departures come after billionaire Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover of the company last week, followed by his firing of CEO Parag Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer Ned Segal, and Legal Affairs and Policy Chief Vijay Gad, Reuters reported, citing sources. Well, for the pleasure of using Twitter Inc., they will charge $8 a month for its blue service now, which includes its sought-after verified badge. Our new boss Elon Musk said on Tuesday as he seeks to boost subscriptions and make the social media network less reliant on advertising. Twitter's current lords and peasants system for who doesn't have a blue check mark is BS, apparently. Power to the people. Blue for $8 a month, Musk said in a tweet, adding that the price will be adjusted by country proportionate to purchasing power and parity. And that's it. That just about wraps up some of the business news. Oh dear, I wish I had a blue tick. Never mind. Back to the music. there we go. Yes, that's Berlin, of course, isn't it? Take My Breath Away. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops line. Also, by the way, let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick. Yes, Renee's off furniture shopping. That's going to be tough. Mary Lou wishes everybody a good morning. She says, good morning, everybody. Asked if we could please play All Souls Night from Lorena McKennis. Of course we can. Just happens to be right here. That is Lorena McKennitt, and that's for Mary Lou this morning. That's what she's dedicating to everybody. I asked if she could hear that. And, well, it was called All Souls Night, which is really quite appropriate, because that's why we're all a little bit down key today, because in respect exactly for All Souls Night. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, and top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news. We'll check in with Ingrid in the next hour. Also, we've got Andreas coming in. He's going to be talking about a movie called Ticket to Paradise, and we'll be staying with the movies. Could be talking with John Lopez, director, very renowned director, coming in to talk to us. He's going to be talking to us about his new movie. And we'll also have a chat with him about his career so far as well. So, busy little morning before we go off for our nice break.
You know the agony of seeing it all slip away. And maybe now you'd be happy to talk it out straight.
Flipping away.
Bound from danger of believing in plans in hand. About the role that you had in this delicate plan.
Slipping away.
Show with Jerry D.
To become better people and to create a better world.
There we go. I mentioned Michael E. earlier on. That's the type of music I like to listen to, especially lying in bed. Put the speakers on, put the headphones on, and just close your eyes and let the sound move around. Michael E. And that was called A Better World. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Take us to the top of the hour. It's a love story.
Tell the story of how great a love can be. The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love he brings to me. Where do I start? Like a summer rain that cools the pavement with a patent leather shine. He came into my life and made the living fine, and gave a meaning to this empty world of mine. He fills my heart. He fills my heart with very special things, with angel songs, with wild imaginings. He fills my soul with so much love. Could be lonely, I reach for his hand, it's always there. How long does it last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers now, but this much I can say. I'm going to need him till the stars all burn away. And he'll be there. Does it last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers now, but this much I can say. I'm going to need him till the stars all burn away.
There's a love story with, yes, our Shirley Bassey there. And that is important. We're making our way up to the top of the hour. Still to come, as I said, I mentioned that in the next hour, 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid, and also Andreas is here. He's going to be talking about a movie called Ticket to Paradise. And in the last hour, we're going to be joined by film director John Lopez here on The Breakfast Show. Plenty to talk about this morning, all about the movies. But as for right now, it's news time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
There we go, two in a row bring us back into this hour. Time, by the way, 20 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. The first one, it was Sadness, Part 1. And that's what this one's called, Don't Give Up, with the Gregorian Monks. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 21 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I think it's about time we went to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. Don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's the day we all dream about, the first day of holiday. We are here. We are happening, and it's happening now. First of all of you who are traveling out here to the interior, please be careful. Those roads are jam-packed with police with radar guns. If you got your Waze, turn it on. Otherwise, just stay under the speed limit. You don't need to be speeding. It's going to be a traffic jam. You know that. So just go slow. Take your time. Please don't do anything stupid. You know, it's a long weekend. We got plenty of time. So today is the dry law day, and tomorrow starts, I believe, the different separations from different countries. So what's exciting is it's probably going to have a parade here, as I'm told, and it will be one of my first parades in El Valle, simply because we haven't had too many because of that darn old COVID thing. Yeah, that COVID thing's been a pain in the hoochie-coochie, but we're glad that's kind of moving along. It was chilly this morning, you know. Even the kitty cats were crawling up and said, "Hey, this fur coat isn't warm enough. I need something more." Meow. And they did. They cuddled up, and then I got one stuck between my knees and one stuck. Yeah, anyways, they were just all over the place. It is a sunny morning. I'm glad to say to wake up to a sunny morning. There's been a lot of news reports in regards to whether or not daylight savings and all of these changes in times and whatnot are good for people. And I was reading about the cicada rhythms and that it's just not. We need to stick to one time up in the other countries, in the other states and whatnot. Because down here in Panama, I wake up when the sun comes up. And I go, you know, and start to, tone everything down when the sun goes down. I don't really look at the clock. The clock is in my head, and I hope it's in yours as well. If you all are going to travel out here, please be safe. Please don't litter. Please take care of your families. Pick up after yourself. Be patient. It's going to take some time to get out here. I just heard the helicopter go by, so I know my neighbors are coming in. They beat the traffic. All right. You all be safe. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, and hopefully I'll talk to you next week. Back to you in the studio.
Choose me, and I know that's selfish love. You are a dream, and I can't thank you enough. But I give another piece of me away every waking day that I'm with you. Am I a monster? What will your family think of me? They brought me in, they held me out with everything. That I give a little piece of me away every single day. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight's the day that I choose to walk away. So much that I have to let you go. I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know. But it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain.
The Unmistakable Voice of Mr. Sam Smith, and I love that song. It's called Midnight Train. Time on The Breakfast Show, 27 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show. And first of all, Yasmin. Yasmin, where are you? Come speak to me.
Good morning.
Speak to me louder.
Good morning.
There we go. It's Mark Gilliland's birthday today.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, yeah,
just
Mark.
Just in case you didn't know.
Oh.
I didn't put your mic on. You just behave yourself.
I'm off, still.
What?
I'm off. Am I off? Oh, no, I'm back on.
Yeah. Well, you weren't back on. You weren't on in the first place.
I want to tell the listeners that Jasmine knew Mark's birthday.
She knew.
I'm going to defend Jasmine on this one.
Yes, she did, in fact, tell me.
Yes.
Yes, I know. We have to be honest on this show.
Super honest. We are.
Do you want to know what we think about your part of the
No, don't say that. Don't be honest on that part. Don't be honest.
So, Mark Gilliland, it's his birthday today. He's a regular listener to the show, isn't he? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We love him.
We've got to do one of these. Enough. So, very happy birthday to Mark Gilliland there. And
that was the happiest track today.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think that was off limits? we got Jasmine here, of course, who's busy away there. And how did you like that last piece of music we played? Yes.
Oh, I love it.
What was it?
Oh, that's mean.
Wait. I remember. I was listening.
There you go.
But I don't remember the name of the song.
We're having a bit of a laugh. Are we allowed to have a laugh?
We are. We can. We, you know what? We should celebrate our dead. We shouldn't mourn.
Well, we do celebrate our dead. I mean, it's I often think about it because, you know, God bless, my mother passed away. She was 92 when she passed away. And
long life.
There's nothing to be sad about because she had an amazing life.
She had an amazing life.
She lived here for 14. She lived in Panama for 14 years. And I think it's a day of remembrance, so it's a good day. I mean, because what I like is the way the Mexicans celebrate.
Getting drunk?
No, but I love their makeup. I was watching a show.
Oh, Día de los Muertos.
I was watching a show the other day. It was he was a newsreader or something.
Coco?
But he had all this sort of, like, you know, when they do the
jaw the skeleton thing.
Yeah. And it was just done around his mouth. And
It was a newscaster.
Oh, it was so cool.
Take him seriously.
So cool, yeah. So you can take your mask off now.
Oh wait, these are my real teeth.
The ones in the cup?
No. This is question though. How do you want to? I've told my wife if I ever die, because I'm gonna live forever. Yeah.
You don't think so?
That's my plan. I want everybody to get drunk. I want it to be a party. I don't want to be everybody's super
sad. Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I've said that. I mean, everybody, after they pop me in the box or whatever, the abuelo's on me.
You know what I'm saying?
People
enjoy. Celebrate. You lived a good life. Look at you.
Absolutely. I've had a fantastic life.
Look at you with
And I haven't finished yet, by the way.
Just
because you were sort of intimating.
That. I would never kill you in my mind.
Yes, right. Of course you wouldn't. So how's your week been?
Good. It's been better. The baby is... We took her to the hospital yesterday, and the doctor said she was perfectly healthy.
Oh, great.
So we are still keeping it that way. We are wearing masks at home.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't you wearing a mask in here? Because you said you were sniffling.
I feel a little stuffy right now. I think it's allergies, but I don't mind you. I don't mind you getting sick. I do, Jerry. Don't look at me like that. I do.
By the way, I'm
very worried about your health.
You don't need to renew your passport, do you?
What do you mean?
Because if they take your photograph, you're going to look as if you just got out of Punta Coco in Isla del Rey.
For people out there, because this is not a visual medium, Jerry.
I know, but I'm trying, but you've got more hair than Elton John, anyway.
Well, is that the bar, Elton John? I still have a little bit of hair. You can start noticing it grows much faster on the sides than on the back.
Is that right?
It's kind of weird. You gotta.
Yeah, well, that works.
Yeah, I know. Okay. What can I do?
So, how was the movies this week?
It was fun. I said last week that I was gonna check out easygoing movies, and I did. I checked out the Julia Roberts, George Clooney rom-com.
Right.
Are you a fan of George Clooney and Julia Roberts?
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, they're not somebody I particularly follow.
They're not Tom Hanks.
Anyway.
No, listen. I went into the movie expecting something, and I got exactly what I expected. So let's get into it a little bit. So,
okay.
Ticket to Paradise, rom-com. my man George Clooney and Julia Roberts reuniting.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
might remember them as a couple in the Ocean's 11 franchise.
Okay. Yeah.
Directed by Ol Parker.
Okay.
You know what else did Ol Parker directed?
Another old movie.
There you go. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Talk about trash.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah.
What?
The second one is just garbage. I'm sorry. For all Mamma Mia sequel fans out there. Come on. No, don't give me that.
You're not doing well this morning. You know.
The original one, the first one, is at least the Broadway play. The second one is just...
making money.
I guess so. Well, it did not make money, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, isn't it? Because it's based all around... I mean, a lot of people, you go to the first one for the music, they use all the best tracks in the first one. So it's like going to see all the B-sides,
and they
really.
They went for the deep cuts. The ABBA deep cuts. That nobody remembers. But yeah. Starring George Clooney and my gal, Julia Roberts.
Neither of them are sort of spring chickens, are they? I mean,
they're up there. I think George is getting the 60s, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm assuming Julia Roberts is in the mid-50s. By the way, a little bit of a nitpick on that regarding their parentage of a 21-year-old on this movie, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Talk about the plot, Jerry. Give us the plot.
It's very short.
Yeah. It's an easygoing movie.
You're giving me very short. Am I being sort of cast out of this?
Last time I gave you a super long one, you complained and asked for more money, so...
All right, here we go. A divorced couple teams up and travels to Bali to stop their daughter from making the same mistake that they think they made 25 years ago. Sounds like Mamma Mia all over again, really, doesn't it?
It is pretty much the same. It's a remake. Let's talk positive. First of all, undeniable chemistry between Clooney and Roberts. We've seen this whenever they've been together on screen, and it still shows up. They really, even though they're bickering throughout the whole movie, because they are a divorced couple.
They're still bickering.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
interesting.
They are trying to get together to stop the marriage of their young daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the chemistry and the bickering is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Their comic timing really works. It's a fun back and forth. Amazing location for a film.
Was it on a Greek island again?
No, it was in Bali. You read it in the plot, Jerry.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Hang on. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Bali.
Anyways, have you ever been to Bali?
No.
It looks fantastic. It looks beautiful.
No, I had good friends of mine in the Orbis, and they always went to Bali for their holidays. Because they had that terrible bomb thing in Bali, didn't they?
The what?
Wasn't it? They had a bomb explosion a number of years ago.
They did?
I think it was in Bali.
Anyways, what were the reviews of Bali from your friends?
Oh, they loved it.
They loved it?
No, that's why they kept going back.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
The actor who plays the Bali fiancé goes toe-to-toe with two movie stars. This is an unknown guy, an unknown Indonesian French actor. And this guy really hold his own with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Not easy to do. I was impressed.
Okay.
Great bickering one-liners by both Clooney and Roberts, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. They go back and forth from the start of the movie. Like, literally the movie starts with them complaining about each other. And it works fantastic. The romantic storylines are well earned.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to do, and I've said this many times. When you watch a movie, you want to feel the love is earned in the movie, that the audience feels like, oh, this is realistic. These people can fall in love. And in this movie, it happens really fast between the young daughter and the Bali character.
Mm-hmm.
And it really feels like true love. It really, like, both actors really sell it. They sell the love at first sight thing. They sell throughout the whole movie that they're really in love and this marriage is going to work. It's tough to do.
It's a little bit like our chemistry.
I mean, when people tune on to this radio, they ask, are these guys a couple? And most of the time we say yes. No?
What? No, everybody tunes off, I think.
No, they don't. Don't say that.
Anyways, carry on.
Lucas Bravo. As right. Paul, you might remember Lucas Bravo from a TV show you enjoyed. Emily in Paris? Are you a fan of that show?
I like Emily in Paris.
I know you do. Well, the star of that show plays a little secondary character. He plays Julia Roberts' boyfriend.
Okay, but what part did he play in Emily in Paris?
I don't know. I don't watch Emily in Paris, I gotta be honest. I know my wife does.
You don't?
And that's how I knew he was the guy from Emily in Paris. But I thought you were a big Emily in Paris head.
Yeah, but I know the names of the characters. I don't bother to look and see who they are in real life.
Is there a chef in that show?
Yes.
A French chef?
Yes.
Blonde, blue eyes guy?
Oh, that's me.
Do you have blue eyes? I don't think you have blue eyes.
I do have blue eyes.
Fair enough. You have thick glasses, I can't tell.
And, well, they're magnifying my eyes, you see.
Fair enough.
I said to my mother, why am I having to wear glasses? She said, your eyes are so beautiful, dear. They should be framed.
There you go.
She had an answer for everything, my mom.
Beautiful answer, I got to be honest. Well, that guy, he plays a secondary character, and he is funny. He obviously is the oblivious boyfriend, because Julia Roberts is one of these relationships where somebody is more infatuated with the other person, and mm-hmm. you can tell from the beginning it's that way with that relationship, and he goes on and on and on, and until he finally notices that he has no chance there. And mm-hmm. but he does a great job. I feel it's a tough role as a schmuck, mm-hmm. but he plays it well.
Good morning, Rowena and Phil. They just dropped this little line. Because it says, Lucas Bravo was the chef in Emily in Paris.
There you go.
See, you knew more than you thought you did.
Because when my wife is watching Emily in Paris...
You have a sneaky watch, don't you? When your wife's not around.
I draw the line on Emily. But yeah.
It's such a good show. I love it. It is not a good show.
It is a good show.
Disagree. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, negatives. Let's go with negatives. Mm-hmm. First, Caitlin Dever gets very little to do. Even worse, she doesn't get to use her stellar comic timing. Caitlin Dever is an amazing comic. She started in a little show called Last Man Standing, a sitcom with Tim Allen. And she was playing one of the daughters. She always, from the very beginning, you could tell she had the best comic timing of the whole cast, other than Tim Allen, obviously. And then she got out of that show and she did a movie called Booksmart. Amazing comedy, coming-of-age comedy. Then she did a really dramatic turn with a show from Netflix. I think Jasmine was a fan of it, called Unreal. Was it?
No, it is a tough show to watch.
It is about...
Look at my face.
Yeah.
It's very blank at the moment.
But it is a show about, honestly, about sexual assault. Mm-hmm. She plays a sexual assault victim. I think she got nominated for Emmys for that show. Then she did a show about the OxyContin epidemic in the States. Also a very hard show. Like, she's a strong actress. And she has a great comic timing. And she was left to the side for this movie.
Why was she in it?
I'm assuming she took the role because Julia Roberts and George Clooney were attached to it. It makes sense.
And they probably paid her as well.
And she got a 3-month vacation in Bali. Let's go.
That reminds me. How's your Miami thing doing? Because I could do with a vacation as well.
It is the same where it always has been.
Right. Non-existent.
Non-existent. Mm, correct.
Okay. I was looking forward to seeing you starring in a sitcom.
The producer continuously writes to me like, hey, check this out and check that out. And I'm like, cool. When am I getting the news if this is going to get picked up?
And when he just comes straight back and says, when your hair grows back.
You know what? I'm a little afraid that I film something with hair, I'm going to go bald, and then they're going to pick it up. And they're like, oh, you're bald now? No, it doesn't work. Anyway. Billy Lord, who is, by the way, Billy Lord is the daughter of Princess Leia herself.
She was in a movie.
Who?
Princess Leia.
Correct.
She was in
Star Wars. Carrie Fisher.
You didn't say Carrie Fisher.
I'm sorry. Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia, Billy Lord is her daughter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She is an actress.
Oh, okay.
She has great comic timing. But again, in the first act, she is firing in all cylinders. She is this huge comic relief. She is the deadbeat friend of Caitlin Dever's character. And she's drunk. She's doing crazy stuff. But that's only the first act. Second act of the movie, second half of the movie, she completely disappears. She is pretty much an extra in the movie. Well, she's in the background.
Because she was drunk in the first part. I mean, I know how this works.
How does that work? But yeah, it was a shame that they sidelined her for the movie. The ending completely undermines the principle of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, this whole story is about these parents letting their daughter
mm-hmm.
choose for herself
mm-hmm.
and start her own life.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending completely undermines that. I don't know if I want to spoil it. It's not a real, like, big spoiler kind of movie. But they decide to stay in the island with her, which completely undermines the movie, in my opinion.
Perhaps they like Bali. You just said
you're supposed to let your children go free and make their own mistakes and make their own choices. And that was, in my opinion, that was the moral of the movie.
Well, my mother did that. My mother sent me out in the world to make my mistakes.
Correct.
Yeah, then she got me back as quickly as possible and said, that's too many.
Too many mistakes.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah, you're messing up.
Hang around. Stay home. Right, now let's listen to a proper review.
Here we go.
Rowena and Phil are going to the United States and said, we went to see Ticket to Paradise.
There you go.
It was good to see George Clooney and Julia Roberts, but it wasn't the best rom-com out there.
No, it's not.
The secondary characters were good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but she said in a lot shorter. I mean, you know, you hang around here for ages, and Rowena and Phil say that in a
Rowena
few,
and Phil are better at this than me. I've never,
well,
I've never refuted that.
It's very good, you see. This.
Aren't they in Greece?
No, that's Rene and Rick.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of, you have a lot of listeners. There's Rowena, there's Phil, there's Rene, there's Rick, so many.
There's so many. Anyway, it's lovely to hear.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I agree with that, It's not the best rom-com, but you know what it is, and I'll give it in my final comments. It is the perfect film to sit back and turn off your brain for 2 hours.
A lot of people listen to this program, they do that.
Yeah, agree. Yeah. I hope they're not driving while they do that, I gotta be honest. But probably a film you'll never think of again, it's true. But Clooney and Roberts are a great hang. I mean, it's great to see them back. They're very likable people, at least on screen. And they're a great hang, and the setting makes you think of a vacation. Like, the setting of the movie is beautiful, so it's really laid-back, worth-watching, lazy Sunday, just relax, maybe have a little cocktail while you're enjoying this film, have some laughs, why not? But perfect for the Fiestas Patrias, like, at home, at the beach, pop in some Ticket to Paradise. Enjoy.
But you know, funny enough, I mean, when this comes out on either Netflix or whatever it was, I will watch it.
Because you should.
I've watched a few. I like these movies where they have, like, I've watched a couple of them. They're in Italy, and then there's another one here. You know, because they're all over the sort of world. Don't ask me the names, because I forgot them, just like I'd forget this one.
Is that the Zoe Saldana one?
I don't know. I don't know what they were Zoe.
African-American actress?
No.
She has like
there was one of them, yes. Yeah, that was when she ended up sharing a room with this big hunk of an Englishman.
A lot of
us are like that.
I'm sure. It feels very Emily in Paris-ish, so I skipped it.
but you're absolutely right. I will watch this and and enjoy it, and like you say, then forget it.
By the way, a new Netflix show showed up yesterday on my feed that I'm very, very interested in, and it seems a little bit like your way. It's a 4-episode kind of limited series about one of these, like, a killer helps the police solve crimes.
Oh, okay.
I know you love those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with what's his name? Tudich? No. Oh my god, I can't pick him.
What was it called? Do you remember?
They just popped up yesterday.
Okay, I mean, I've probably got it because they sent me the stuff.
David Tennant
all the time.
Is in it.
David Tennant.
Yeah,
okay.
from Doctor Who.
Yeah,
yeah, he's one of the leads in the show. But it looks your brand. I gotta be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wanted to watch it yesterday, and my wife was like, "I don't want to watch anything depressing." And I was like, "Ugh," and I changed it.
Does she watch the news?
She doesn't.
No, advisable.
Agree.
Rowena Phil's come by and said, I like the jumpsuits. And see, this is a woman's perspective here. I like the jumpsuits that Julia Roberts wore in the film. She's tall and can wear these.
It is. You know what? Good point. I did notice. Because
you did?
I did.
You did notice.
It is a purple jumpsuit. It looks like she was painting houses. It's one of those kind of jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, man, she wore it with a fanny pack. She pulls it off, I guess.
Okay.
Julia Roberts. She can do whatever she wants. She looked beautiful in a dress, though. At the end of the movie, she wears a dress.
She's a good-looking woman.
Good-looking woman, and she's still a good-looking woman.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people confuse when we talk about Bali with, have you ever seen the movie South Pacific?
Yes. And the musical, and the play, both.
Oh, you must have liked them then.
No.
You see, I remember.
I had a friend
you
on the show.
You see, this is because when South Pacific first came out.
Yes.
I mean, that was a big deal. That was shown in the theater in London because we used 3 projectors. And the screen went all the way around.
Oh, nice.
About 180 different. And that was quite something. And it was a really good movie. But a lot of people confuse Bali with Bali High.
Okay.
You special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams. Bloom on the hillside and shine in the stream. If you try, the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Belly high, belly high, belly high. Someday floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out of a low flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear.
This song, Bally High, comes from the musical, which was South Pacific, Rodgers and Hammerstein movie. And I'll tell you what, that was a version by Peggy Lee, which is very nice. Bally High, and it's a tune from the movie. The name refers to a mystical island visible on the horizon but not reachable. It was originally inspired by the site of Ambe Island from neighboring Espiritu Santo in Vanuatu.
Of course. I knew that. I didn't. I had no idea what about that.
So tell me, what is sort of coming up? I mean,
I was going to say, I watched another movie that I
you did?
I did, yeah. I didn't review it because I don't think, honestly, I don't think a lot of people in Panama are going to watch it. Okay, it's called Bros. It's a romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
An all LGBTQ plus romantic comedy, where every actor is queer, like even straight parts. They cast the whole movie with queer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, completely. And it's a romantic comedy. It's honestly a typical romantic comedy with the plot lines. And it's sweet. It's a sweet movie. It's funny as hell, I gotta be honest. But I don't think it's gonna get a lot of viewing. I don't even think they're gonna show it in movie theaters in Panama, because it's very, honestly, it's very graphic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, honestly, sex scenes. There's a lot of nudity, and I don't think we are ready as a society in Panama to watch that kind of stuff here in Panama.
So where can I watch it?
I think you can watch it. Yeah, I think you can watch it on demand or anything. People can watch it on demand, or on, if you have an IPTV, you can probably check it out there. Again, it's a funny movie. It's Billy Eichner, who has this TV show called Billy Eichner on the Street. He's a very funny comedian.
Mm.
And I recommend people watch it. It is interesting to me, though, that, and one thing I did not know, but apparently in the LGBTQ plus community, very promiscuous.
Oh, yeah?
I did not notice this, at least how they portray it in this movie. These people are all for group sex and other stuff, which I did not see coming.
Really?
Yeah. That's the same face I put on when I was watching the movie. It's funny because we're watching Ticket to Paradise, me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she falls asleep at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch the other movie I want to talk about in Jerry D's. And I put on the movie, and the movie starts, and it's playing, and I'm laughing. And she wakes up, and this is a super graphics four men having sex scene. And she looks at me like,
what the hell are you watching?
I'm like, it's a sorry, dear. I thought you were asleep.
It was a very awkward moment in my marriage. I'm watching these four men naked having sex. But yeah, that happened. And I was like, no, it's a romantic comedy, baby. It's super funny. You should watch it. But yeah. But I think people should watch it. It's a funny movie, and it's
it did not have the divorce coming in.
Yeah, no, it did not do well in movie theaters in the States.
Mm-hmm.
People did not go out to see it, but hey, what can you do? It's still a good movie. I still agree with the movie.
Okay,
yeah.
And here's Mr. Burt Camford with Wonderland by Night. There you go, Wonderland by Night from Mr. Burt Camford and his orchestra, his band. We don't have those anymore, do we? No such
orchestras?
Things, you know, big bands that make sort of hit music. And
you know what? That's a great point. You know what I miss? A good score. Like I don't know, it's kind of weird, like a musical instrumental kind of piece. You don't get those anymore.
South Pacific?
No, I pass on that.
Hey, the thing was, because I suppose the closest way getting it to today, for instance, I got an album not so long ago, the Motown hits, a lot of the Motown hits with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. There's a lot of the sort of the old songs. You know, a lot of the artists now, the old artists, have been sort of dubbed on to Philharmonic music. Roy Orbison being one. His music's been redone with the Philharmonic Orchestra.
There you go.
Or Symphonic nice. Orchestra, yeah. And they're really good because they give a tremendous amount of depth to the music, but you don't have orchestras anymore, you know. I know, or instrumentalist artists. You know, we played somebody like clarinetist? Oh, I've forgotten. I played it earlier, but anyway. but you had these artists. I mean, Kenny G, I guess, is
that. I don't know. Does it count? Does he still put out music, like new music?
Yeah.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we've interviewed him twice on this program.
You've enjoyed him? Today?
No, we've introduced him twice.
What do you mean introduced?
Interviewed him.
Really?
Yeah.
My man Kenny G?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
No, he's nice. He's a really nice guy, too. Very thin.
Yeah, I know. There is a great documentary of him on HBO.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Great documentary on him.
Yeah.
Worth watching.
He's very nice.
Yeah.
Very pleasant.
He does seem like a... You know what he does? He seems very in tune with who he is in the world of music. Like, he doesn't... He's not there like, oh, it's so pure. Like, he's there to make music and make people feel good and make some money, to be honest.
Yeah, and he's held the record for playing the longest note.
I know.
Because he can...
in the documentary, yeah.
He can actually blow and breathe.
And breathe at the same time, correct.
Absolutely incredible. I haven't enough trouble just breathing, let alone doing anything else.
Super fair.
Yeah. So, what are we watching this week? Anything? We're not going to see you.
We have a new time slot.
Yeah, we do, because we're going to see you every other week.
Yeah, every other week on Tuesdays now.
Listener's request.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
No, we're going to alternate because of the change of program times. Yeah. We're going to alternate each week with you.
With Alex.
With Alex. We'll have 1 week of movies and 1 week of tech. So.
And now it will be Tuesdays, correct?
It'll be Tuesdays.
Correct. Okay. Actually,
I think.
Does it?
Jasmine's
looking at us.
Jasmine, let's just eating. What are you eating?
She's
eating an apple. You're eating an apple over
there. Yeah, and make her talk on the radio when she has apple in her mouth.
Yeah, yes. What? We'll let everybody know what the schedule is. Yeah. But yes, we're going to be sort of alternating it. So
it lines up perfectly.
Yes.
Because Black Panther Wakanda Forever premieres next Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So when Tuesday, my turn, Tuesday, I can talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It lines up perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let you know what day it is.
Well, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
One of the two,
week.
Yeah, it'll be in the week.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's good. Not weekend. Me alone, just talking to a radio, to a mic. Nobody listening.
I think I want to go back to bed.
No, man, don't say that. Anyways,
anyway,
Jerry,
mate, take care.
The best.
All right.
Have a great
Always
weekend,
great to
by the way.
Andres, and to you. Enjoy it. And be careful when you're driving out there.
Of course.
Andres Clementi with us this morning for a little bit of a laugh and a movie review. And the time is, just a few seconds away from 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No bajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá.
Hi, this is Jerry D from The Breakfast Show, and I want to share with you a change that will take place from the 7th of November. As you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we changed our program start time to 6 a.m. from 7 a.m. Well, from Monday, the 7th of November, we will be going back to our 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. timing. The content of the program will change very little, and we will still be there to start your day The Breakfast Show way.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
She's just 16 years old. Leave.
They're going to bring us in on this Madonis there and Into the Night. And stay tuned because we've got guests coming in a little bit in a few minutes' time, all being well. And that is John Lopez, the film director. He's going to be talking about his new movie. And also we'll look back at what he's accomplished over the years. So that's still to come. So do stay tuned. And plenty of sort of cool, relaxing music. Like this one from Roberta Flack.
Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Ooh. chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But the chair is not a house, and a house. To hold you tight and no one there you can kiss goodnight. Oh. Nothing there but gloom. But our room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us now and then. I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it does a crazy game when it ends. Little darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house. And turn the key, oh, please be there, saying that you're still in love with me. And turn the key, oh, please be there, still in love. I said, still in love. Still in love. Yeah.
a good cover. That's one of my favourite songs of all time, A Whiter Shade of Pale, because that goes back to 1967. Remember, that was released by Procol Harum. And that was a beautiful version. That was Sarah Brightman and A Whiter Shade of Pale. Time on The Breakfast Show, 29 minutes. Well, just coming down for 28 and a half minutes after 9. My guest is on his way. He's just downstairs. So we're going to take a piece of music, and then we'll be right back. How about that? Two of my favourites in a row. That's Will to Power and their version of I'm Not Enough. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 24 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Join us here. John Lopez is just getting sorted out. So while he does that, I'll find... how you doing there, John? Oh, you're trying to find the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the Wi-Fi right now. Yeah, you got a lot of... like little letters there. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing as well as we can do. Yeah. Same as you were just talking about this.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hey, I was just looking at you know, you sent us some quick info that you started working in radio.
Yes, I began in radio with back in 94, mm-hmm. I'd say 94, and went into radio after I was doing, I was a musician. I was a heavy metal guitarist.
Heavy metal, cool. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I played Black Sabbath, Ozzy, and did some local gigs and stuff like that. You know, when you're a kid, you know, back then I was in my early 20s. And was playing there, did a couple of gigs. Guy from the TV station, from the radio station, asked me, hey, why don't you come and do a crazy show over there? I go, well, I think that would be fantastic. So I was doing this show called El Muñecón de la Medianoche,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I was doing a bit of a talk show, fun show. It was at midnight,
mm-hmm.
So I didn't have much sponsors in the beginning.
Right, right.
Nobody was going to pay for 12 o'clock on Wednesdays, 12 at night, you know. Nobody was awake. But I did. I did score a couple of good good folks that were helping me out with promotion and all that. Hey, and kicked me up to TV. People were listening to my show.
Okay.
I had some folks on there.
Uh-huh,
and,
uh-huh.
And we kicked it up to TV. And then I started writing. I started writing for TVN. And then I ended up one of the first writers for La Cáscara.
Okay, yeah, same thing, yeah.
When it changed from La Pepa to the Cáscara,
mm-hmm.
Davis, the director, he called me up and he wanted me to write some sketches and write some stuff because I did some pretty, you know, I guess it was good stuff that I was doing in the radio, right? So
do you think there's any hope for me yet? Or?
Well, yeah, you don't have to wrestle or anything. You got to do is write, be creative, you know. It's never too late, my man, never too late. When it comes to art and stuff like that, it's never too late. You know, you go through phases in your life.
Sure.
Right, where, you know, I did radio, then I did TV, and then I owned a wrestling federation, then I took off and I owned a bar, and then a restaurant, and then I made a movie, I wrote three scripts,
right.
And then, from there, came back over here for family, you know,
mm-hmm.
problems and whatever, personal problems, and then, now I'm opening a restaurant. I opened a restaurant in Costa Verde.
Right.
Yeah, it's a chicken place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I use some of the, you know, since I do production and I do writing and, you know, creative work like that, you know, I could do my own stuff, my own stunts,
sure.
my own commercials and promote it in that way. And I have, different Instagram and Facebook channels like Arpilla Vision TV,
uh-huh.
John Lopez Panama,
uh-huh.
and plus I got the movie IG, which is Hindrance Movies and Obstaculo Media. Obstaculo Media.
But you're sort of juggling so many things, there, John. How are you coping? I mean.
You got the movie. Yeah, I got the movie right now, which the movie was already on there. Already 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to get a hold of the people over here from Cable Onda.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I'm the only guy that's from Panama that's got a movie in there. Right? And I was trying to call them to tell them, hey, listen, man, I got a movie in there. You know, I'd like to promote it. You know, what? I never answered back. I don't know. I guess they thought I was a phony. But, No problemo.
What about the likes? Because I mean, Amazon. I think there's
I'm in Amazon Prime.
Right.
I'm in the U.S., U.K., Latin America, and some parts of Europe. Apart from U.K. And we're rolling. We're rolling. Won three awards.
Sure,
film festival awards.
Exactly.
Won Best Picture in the mm-hmm. Indo-American Film Festival 2020. I also had the Best Actor of the Year 2020 in the Rincón Film Festival from Puerto Rico, and which was Omar Cruz Soto.
Mm-hmm.
He did his gig there. And then I won Best Director in Rincón in the Rincon Film Festival 2020.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think I did a good job.
Well, obviously you did a good job, but I mean, but you're sort of trying to do so many things. I mean, is it, where are you seeing a slump? Because I mean, you've got the movie that must be doing, that must sort of be bringing in some money for you, and you've got your restaurant and, but what, do you feel the movie industry at the moment is going through a slump or a revival? Or?
Well, you know, the thing is with, to me personally, right. It all boils down to the pandemic.
Right.
You know, before the pandemic, everybody was trying to get into the theaters, you know, but you need a lot of publicity, a lot of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You need some
mm-hmm.
guys from outside with some heavy dough to put, you know, put it into TV, radio, social media to make that, you know, prosperous in the box office if you go to the theaters. Mm-hmm. Well, after the thing here with the pandemic, what it did, it made everybody stay home. So
right.
where the social media and the digital platforms for TV like Netflix, mm-hmm. Amazon Prime, right. Hulu, and those guys, that's what made them, you know, wow, they really boomed it. Mm-hmm. Now, there's actually, there are blockbuster movies that are not only, you know, showing on the theater, but they're also at the same time going through a digital platform.
Exactly.
People already in these days, in their homes, you know, you have a good sound, you're comfortable, you know, you got a big screen, mm-hmm. 'cause the screens mm-hmm. are really cheap now.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody has a good, well, supposedly a good connection on internet, you know. But, you, know. you know the way that rolls. But the movie industry just moved towards that. It moved towards, you know, everybody being comfortable at home because there's where the money is.
And it's moved the other way, because, I mean, you know, there was reluctance at first, like with wards and things like that. Oh, no, you can't have Netflix, for heaven's sake. They don't make movies.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, suddenly they realize, well, they do make movies and people are watching them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're now seeing them coming into things like the award ceremonies, which was never heard of before. So we're eventually getting this sort of amalgamation. And you know, I quite agree with you. I mean, I have my TV, going, you know, there, which we bought a few years ago, but it, like you say, you know, it's what, 55 inches. It's got a beautiful picture and, you've got so much, much content and you sit going in the way of, you know, it's easier to sit down and, you know, go on to Netflix and say, well, what are we gonna watch tonight? You know?
Yeah, you have. I mean, it's gone to the point that they know it's so successful these digital platforms that they're producing their own movies. You know?
No, absolutely.
They're flipping over the cash to make things. You know?
Absolutely.
So then you got mm-hmm. these guys also with the thing with Marvel and all that, and how Disney bought all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making series of your favorite sagas or stories or whatever, such as like now what's going down is you got the Lord of the Rings, you got mm-hmm. the Game of Thrones, you got these spinoffs, you had Star Wars with the Mandalorian and Boba Fett, and then you know Marvel. Now they're, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. Also DC Comics and all these guys, everybody's doing their own thing, and which opened like a whole new world. Where your imagination, where it wanted to be, can be there now. You know, as like when you see like series like now that's the new thing. That's another thing I was gonna say. In production wise, the new thing now as a director, as a producer, is to make a series. You know, that way it's not just bam bam. Okay, did a movie, forget about it. Okay, we'll see a sequel like in 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, now. Now there's 10 chapters, 12 chapters, and these episodes in these series are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I heard was that a friend of mine, director in Panama, was telling me about we got to get into the contest here, the Cine and that, so you know you can put your script or whatever and see if you can win the and folks will. Get you going with a executive producing of these movies. Now they're thinking about implementing series now.
Right.
That's what I heard. You know, maybe that's as far from what we think might be happening, but it is a good idea to do things like series because, you know, it keeps people working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep that quality the way, you know, the way it is like for movies, because when you see like a TV show and you see like a movie, you see like all the production budget goes into the movie because you want this thing to come out good. Well, now it's going as far as putting it into series, you know. Yeah, you got some good quality, you know, action stuff. You remember when we used to see Dukes of Hazzard, these TV shows?
Course, absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is now, you've got the series, but what I know now, the series, a lot of them are inclined to come out in one shot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, and then you get series two. I mean, what I found from my own perspective, I sort of look and I say, oh, well, that looks interesting. And you start watching the series and you can get so involved in it.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is it's in bits.
Yeah.
And you can say, I'll watch just one more.
Yeah.
Then you say, oh, no, it's 12:30. I better go to bed. And then you know you can carry. It's got this sort of break to it.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can tell a much longer story.
Yeah.
You know, you can get more involved in it.
Yeah.
But, and, of course, Netflix, they do a lot of sort of documentary type in series as well.
Yeah.
One scary one now about Dahmer, the mass murderer. The thing is, for yourself, I mean, would you sort of now consider saying, well, instead of making a movie, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a series and we're going to do it in, you know, for instance, the history of Panama or something that happened in Panama. Yeah. You could do that where you could get much more involved in the characters, where you could get much more involved in the sort of, is that something that would cross your mind to try and do?
Well, yeah, of course. I'm going to continue with my series, Hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
Did pretty good the first movie. And I also wrote two more scripts from that, but there's been a few like different writers and directors that have seen the movie, you know, on Amazon Prime,
mm-hmm.
and come up to me and tell me, man, I like that movie, I like that groove, because the movie is real raunchy, right? Mm. It's raunchy, it's grindhouse, you know. But, you know, the whole idea is to have a really good, interesting story, have interesting characters,
mm-hmm.
you know, a good plot, twists and stuff like that, you know, making it what they call an action thriller. So, there's been different guys that have been sending me like scripts and stuff like that to be part of the series in which, mm-hmm. which now, I have the script is from a writer. His name is Adrian Mora. So he made this crime thriller, you know, which I thought was fantastic, adding some of the added co-writing that I do into it. I'm trying to see if I can push this movie into a series, you know,
right?
Which would be like an 8 to 10 part series. And I think that's fantastic because you take the time to actually, you know, you can't tell us, it's really hard to tell us a quick story in an hour and a half, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know,
what part do I miss out? Am I going to miss the context?
So it's like when you see Star Wars, you know, you see Star Wars, you see what happened in episode 1 through 6, right? And they made spin-off series all around it.
That's right.
Over the facts that happen in those movies, mm-hmm. and they use every little detail to, like right now in Stories of the Jedi, Legends of the Jedi, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So in this season that I this first season I saw, it was about Count Dooku.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And it goes all around the second episode, the first episode. Who is Padawan? And you try to, oh, okay, I can close different things that were on my mind,
mm-hmm.
just as Boba Fett, the book of Boba Fett did.
Right.
You know, it talks about him, how he got out of that mess he was in, and then he got taken into a tribe, blah, blah, the drama, the way he is, he changed, you know, and those are things that, you know, really like fill these little gaps in your brain of wondering, going into being creative and think, I would have liked to see an adventure where this guy does this and how did he get there and blah blah blah. And it takes guys like this guy, like John Favreau, wherever
mm-hmm.
he is. He's filling in the gaps. Right. And it's really interesting to the people that which are fans of Star Wars or Marvel or DC comics and all that, you know. And I think that's amazing. I think that's excellent. I think that opens a whole new door for people that have a good story, did a good impact with the base story, like Star Wars did, mm-hmm. you know, and you can play around that, you know. And to me, it's very important to always, your fan base, to try to give them more and give something to everyone, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a fan base which could be musicians, could be television, could be radio, could be just anything, mm-hmm. you know, because I have different, you know, activities that I do, and I try to give everybody a little bit of everything. You got to give a little bit of yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know. Hey man, I like my rock and roll. I like to make series, do things that are you know, not easy to write. Kind
but
of.
But tell me, Dan. I mean, apart from your perspective, do you think that we as consumers are getting lazy now because we do have everything? And like you said, you know, it's nothing now. If you look around, it may not be the top of the rainbow. You can go and buy yourself a 55, 65-inch TV yeah. and put a sound bar in yeah. front of it or whatever, and bang, you're set.
Yeah, yeah.
And to the point where, well, you know, we had Andreas in there earlier on. He was reviewing a movie, The Ticket to Paradise, and we were looking at that. And the story with that was sort of, well, yeah, okay, it's a movie I'll watch, but I'll wait until it's on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You've got this sort of kind of yeah. attitude. I mean, you know, because I get in my car and I sit in this, you know, I don't like the smell of popcorn, which doesn't help, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so people are getting in cocooned. And I mean, this is a problem with us in general, because with social media, we're cocooning ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not interacting with real people anymore.
What I see, you know, things are like old style, like going to the movies, which there's nothing like going to the movies, right? And have the experience of going over there, eating food, being with your family, mm-hmm. you know, or mm-hmm. being with we on a date or whatever, and watch the movie with the whole effects and all mm-hmm. that. And as mm-hmm. you're saying, we can buy all that stuff mm-hmm. now. Remember, there's some theaters that are also VIP where you sit there,
get a burger,
or get a sundae.
Well, now you've got the 4D ones, which I went to watch a movie and I thought that was great. You know, being thrown around in the cinema and being sprayed with water.
Yeah.
Well, because it gave a different dimension.
Yeah.
It gave us, oh yeah, well, you know, there's something. But, I mean, we're nearly sort of out of time.
Hey,
wow. You know, it's gone so quick.
Yeah,
I tell you what, I got these. We're going to, next week.
Okay.
And I tell you what, I mean, we'll see sort of how we are, because we got so much to talk about.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to have to schedule something
new. But I do want to, can we invite some people before we go to my Instagrams? And
of course, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I want people to check out the movie tonight, because this is like one of the fewest times that I get, you know, get to talk to somebody on media and try to, you know, tell people, watch this movie that I filmed and directed and written. It's called Obstáculos in Spanish in Amazon Prime, where you can see it. If you have the U.S. Amazon Prime or UK, you look under Hindrance Movies. Mm-hmm. No, Hindrance, just Hindrance.
Yeah.
And you'll see it's Pride and Bounty. That's the name of that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can check that out. You can also follow Hindrance and Hindrance Movies in Instagram and Facebook. You can check that out. You can also check my stuff out, which is John Lopez Panama on Instagram. And I have many other things that, you know, I would like to share with folks. Also having the new restaurant, which is in Costa Verde. It's called El Pollito Sabrosón.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
It's a chicken shack.
Oh, okay.
So I'm there, and I'm selling T-shirts, and I'm selling our signature family menu that we have. I've had for years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like stuff that I'm making up right now.
All right. And what we're going to do, because you've very kindly brought us some T-shirts in to give away today.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, because after today, that's it. I'm away till next Monday.
Okay.
So when we get back next week, that's what we'll do, is we'll get you on the phone.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk, and then while you're on the phone, we'll give away the T-shirt.
That sounds fantastic.
All right,
that
man.
Sounds fantastic, man.
It's always good to see you. You're always so busy.
Yeah.
But look after yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Don't,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
wear
you
yourself
to,
out.
Man. It's like Cad Bane.
Mm.
You know, he told Boba Fett at the end, you know, right before he was going to whack him, the last lesson is look out for yourself. Anything else is weakness.
No, we got you.
And on that note, John Lopez, thank you so very much.
Hey, thank you very much for having me here, and I hope you guys keep on listening to Gary in the Mornings. You know, good stuff. And hey, it's always a good breath of fresh air.
You're welcome anytime. You know that.
All
the best. John Lopez with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show. And it's time for me to go. Also, big thanks to John. And let me say a big thanks also to Andreas Clementi for our movie review this morning. Ticket to Paradise. We'll have all information about that. And those contacts for John on our webpage, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa later today. Thanks, as always, go to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her little chat this morning. To my producer here in The Breakfast Show, to Yasmin, and doing all the background work, doing all the social media, etc., etc. And the boys and girls at Grupa Guard will keep us up and running. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom. And remember, please, you know, I'll be back with you next Monday. Yep, we're having a break, and we'll be back with you next Monday. But remember, we'll be back with you next Monday at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 till 10. So please enjoy your long weekend. As I said earlier on, do keep safe. Because what do I want to be doing at 7 o'clock on Monday? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so keep safe from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.